Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Wayne said you wanted to see me.
Keeler, he's bringing your ex-husband into this debate. The SEC's investigation into his company.
Well, Ted was convicted and served a sentence, you know that.
All Ted Packard wants is money. If we pay him off, he'll recant before this debate.
It's blackmail.
We could have the money within the hour.
I thought you were with my dad.
Your dad's sidelining me, Kim. You're making me sit out.
Look, I know my dad can be hard, but he will come around.
We shouldn't have told him.
Well, the only other option I can think of is for us to stop seeing each other. Chase, what do you want?
I want to be able to do my job.
I need your help. These guys, they will kill me if I don't get them something.
Where are you?
I'm at the mall.
CTU knows the powder's not real. Now they're going after Singer.
What do you want me to do?
Grab him and take him to containment.
Done.
We believe your son was infected with a virus in Mexico earlier this morning before he came home. We have 3 hours to find him before he becomes contagious.
We got it, Jack. He's at Los Feliz Mall between Vermont and Sunset. I can land a team there in 10 minutes.
Okay, fine.
Kyle.
Who are you?
My name's Tony Almeida. I'm a federal agent, but I'm here to help you.
I don't believe you.
Come with me, I'll prove it to you.
Gomez shoots Tony in the neck. Kyle runs in panic as Jack approaches Tony's bleeding body.
We have an officer down. Kyle Singer is not in custody. I repeat, Kyle Singer is not in custody.
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency.
Jack isn't picking up. Aren't there any other agents there? Isn't Tony there?
I can't get through to him either. I'm trying Micah right now.
What's going on?
There's been gunshots at the mall.
When?
About 2 minutes ago. Can't get in touch with my dad or Tony.
Micah said someone's down.
Who?
It's either Tony or Jack. He's not sure. He's about to find out. Hold on. It's Jack. He wants to talk to you.
Jack, what's going on? Where's Tony?
He's been shot.
How bad?
He was hit in the neck. He's still alive. They're getting him to the hospital now.
God.
Michelle, I know how difficult this must be for you right now, but you need to make a decision.
What?
With Tony down, you're in command. If you want to be by his side at the hospital, you're going to have to hand CTU over to someone else. No one will fault you for whatever you choose to do. But if you choose to stay, we need you to work at full capacity.
I understand.
Michelle, I'm sorry.
Michelle struggles to take it all in, her emotions racing beneath her cool exterior.
Is Tony all right?
They don't know yet. He was shot in the neck.
Michelle, we're starting to overload the network. When the virus threat came in, we had to start stealing cycles from the main CPU. Chloe, now is not a good time.
What are you talking about? Are you out of your mind?
Just deal with it, okay?
Michelle?
Offload the archive files and send them to Division. It should free up the network.
Fine. That's all I needed to know.
I have to get to the hospital.
Michelle, I need you in the conference area. The second call from Hector Zelizar's people just came in.
I am not in a position to deal with this right now.
Who else is there? You're the ranking agent on site.
Kim, I want you to find out what hospital they took Tony to. The second anyone knows anything, you have them patched through to me.
Okay.
Michelle troops into the conference area.
Deliver Ramon Salazar to the Van Nuys Dam, adjacent to the 101 freeway. Provide him with a full-spectrum bandwidth radio, adjusted to frequency XQ2137. Not attempt aerial or ground surveillance. You have 2 hours from the receipt of this message to comply. If you violate any one of these conditions, we will release the virus.
Does the encoding scheme match the first message?
Yeah.
Is there any way you can find out where it came from?
I can scan the frequency. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Whoever sent this message is controlling Kyle Singer's movements. We have 2 hours to find him before they release the virus. Kyle?
Linda, where are you?
I'm trying to find a place to park, but they're putting up some kind of barricade. Something's going on here.
No, no, don't go to the garage. Meet me outside the east entrance, okay?
On Vermont?
Yeah, yeah, go there now. I'll be there in a second.
Okay.
I found him!
4:05. Gomez jumps into a shiny pickup truck driven by an accomplice and chases Kyle out of the basement car park. Meanwhile, Linda parks outside in a sporty BMW. Kyle sees her, dashes over, and leaps into the driving seat.
Move over! Go! Get over!
What's going on?
I don't know.
Where are we going?
We just gotta get out of here.
Gomez is trapped behind a slow-turning car, and Kyle is able to put significant road distance between them.
Contact frequency, so if he shows up anywhere, please let me know as soon as possible. Okay?
You got it.
Excuse me.
Kim struts over to a waiting Chase.
What's up?
Just heard about Tony.
Yeah?
How's he doing?
He's on his way to the hospital.
Chase glances up at Michelle in her office.
Why isn't Michelle with him?
She knows it's going to set us back if she and Tony are both gone.
Tell Michelle I'm heading over to Downey.
You're going to see Salazar?
Yeah.
My dad said questioning him is a waste of time.
No, sitting around here is a waste of time.
Don't you think you should clear it with Michelle first?
We lost the kid who's infected with the virus. If anyone knows where he's going, it's Salazar.
At least run it by her before you go.
Call her from Downey.
Chase.
4:06.
Dessler.
I'm looking for Tony Almeida's wife.
Yes, this is Michelle.
Michelle, this is Dr. Linzer at Good Samaritan Hospital.
How is he?
I'm afraid the wound to your husband's neck is going to require some vascular repair. We're just about to go into surgery.
Well, can I talk to him?
No, we've medicated him. In fact, that's why I'm calling you. We need your verbal consent to operate.
Yeah, yes. Of course, whatever you have to do.
Great, thanks.
Are you sure he's going to be okay?
Well, we can't say anything with 100% certainty until we get in there. But he's going to be in good hands.
Please let me know the second you finish.
I'll find you in the waiting room when we're out of surgery.
Dr. Linzer, I will do my best to be there, but you may have to reach me through this number.
Okay, we'll find you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Sure.
Michelle returns to her desk and buries her troubled head in her hands. End of part one. Part two. 4:12.
I just spoke with Anne's ex-husband. I'm meeting him in half an hour. Unless you're changing your mind.
I've never given in to blackmail in my life.
Yes, but considering everything that you're up against today, we decided...
I decided, Wayne. It's my choice.
Then, David, you're making the right one. Give this guy some money, he crawls back under his rock, and life will be a lot simpler for everyone. Including Anne.
I hope so. Yes.
I have Jack Bauer on the line, sir.
Put him through.
The president's on the line.
Thanks. Mr. President, this is Jack Bauer.
Hello, Jack.
I was told that Hector Salazar has given your office final instructions on delivering his brother.
Yes, sir.
I've also been told that you might be able to preempt that demand.
We identified the person carrying the virus. It was a young man named Kyle Singer.
Then you know where he is.
No, sir. Unfortunately, we lost him.
Can you find
him? Not in the time frame that Hector Salazar has given us to release his brother.
So either I hand over Ramon Salazar or risk that his brother will release the virus.
Mr. President, I understand that this is an impossible choice.
It's not a choice, Jack. Not really.
This nation's policy of non-negotiation terrorists has been a proven deterrent.
Capitulating to Salazar would effectively destroy that policy.
Mr. President, hundreds of thousands of innocent people may die within the week.
Or would die in the long run if I released Salazar.
I would be declaring open season on the American people.
This is your final answer, sir?
I don't negotiate with terrorists, Jack. I won't negotiate with terrorists.
I understand, Mr. President. Thank you.
Conference in CDC and Health Services. I want a full briefing on quarantine and evacuation procedures.
Yes, Mr. President.
4:15. Kyle races through quiet back streets in Linda's powerful BMW.
Can you just tell me where we're going?
No, okay, I just gotta get out of town for a second and figure this whole thing out.
I thought you had to meet with those guys. That's why I brought you the money.
Things have changed. Right.
What are you into, Kyle? I mean, you asked me to steal this money from my father so these guys won't hurt you over losing their drugs.
I don't think it was drugs.
Like, what do you mean? What is it about?
I don't know. Okay, these cops that came to my apartment today, and they were saying something about using me to bring some weird disease into the country.
A disease?
Yeah. This cop, he was saying that it was inside of me.
In your body?
Sounds ridiculous, right? Man, this whole thing is so surreal, Linda.
Pull over.
What?
You said pull over?
What are you doing?
Take the car, take the money, whatever you're doing, I don't want any part of it.
Hey, look, Linda, come out, okay?
Stay away from me, okay? If you've got some kind of disease, I don't want it. You should have never done any of this.
Don't you think I know that?
Kyle, please.
All right, fine. Fine, baby, you're right. You're right, I'll stay away, okay?
The money's under the front seat.
Okay, look, come on, Linda, please.
Look, Kyle, I really don't want anything to happen to you, okay? I really don't, but I can't do this.
Kyle, stupid, come on! I'm sorry.
It's Gomez.
Go, run! Run, Linda!
Kyle!
Go!
They're taken.
Sir, we have a monitoring plan for everyone inside the quarantine zone.
Define the quarantine zone.
Everyone within a 2-mile radius of Ground Zero. Ground Zero being the shopping center where Kyle Singer was last seen.
Mr. President, this is Dr. Nicole Duncan with Health Services. Medical teams are in place and ready to start screening and releasing people from quarantine over a 72-hour period. If we move quickly, we believe we can lower the prior casualty estimate.
Lower it to what?
Between 60 and 90,000.
This is Wayne Palmer. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Ms. Dessler, Dr. Duncan.
Mr. President.
We're about to set into motion a chain of events that will create panic throughout the country that will take some time to control. If anyone here sees an option that I'm overlooking, now's the time to offer it up.
It's Jack Bauer. Needs to talk to you in private, and he says it's urgent.
Would you all excuse me for a moment?
In the meantime, I want everyone to contact their key personnel. Make sure they're ready to go.
4:18. The conference over, the people leave.
What is it, Jack?
Mr. President, is this line secure?
Yes. What do you need to tell me, Jack?
For what it's worth, sir, I agree with you supporting this country's policy to not negotiate with terrorists.
Jack, you didn't call me to express your approval of my decision.
I have another option for you to consider.
Another option?
Yes, one that I believe that will protect the integrity of this nation's policy and stop this outbreak from beginning.
And how would I do this?
By simply doing nothing, sir.
Nothing?
Yes, Mr. President.
Hector Salazar will view that as non-compliance with his demands.
Not if he gets his brother back.
Oh.
Ramon Salazar would be broken out of prison and delivered to him. The public, and more importantly, other terrorist groups, would view this as a prison break, as opposed to a capitulation to their terrorist demands.
Sounds like quite a plan, Jack, but who'll break Salazar out?
I will, sir.
By yourself?
I know the prison. I have full access to the prisoner. Because of the nature of my involvement with the Salazars, I could break him out and deliver him. I have a history of insubordination with CTU. They would believe that I switched sides. The cover story would stay clean.
This doesn't sound like a one-man job.
In order to protect you, Mr. President, it has to be.
I don't know, Jack. There has to be some other way.
No, not in the time that we've got left. The Salazars are going to release the virus within the next 2 hours, regardless of how successful you are at containing the initial outbreak. The resulting civil unrest would far outreach any quarantine zones you've established. The damage to this country, sir, would be catastrophic. Mr. President, I need your okay on this.
Even if you succeed, I won't be able to correct your legal status. You'll be a fugitive.
I understand, Mr. President. This would be my last assignment.
I don't know what to say.
If you don't say anything, Mr. President, I will accept that as a go for this mission. Good luck, Mr. President.
Jack accelerates out of the loading bay past hazmat vans and fire trucks. 424.
I want the information from Dr. Duncan sent directly to my office. My eyes only.
Anne sees Agent Pierce hand Wayne a metallic briefcase.
Wayne, where are you going?
Excuse me.
Wait.
I'm sorry, but I have an appointment and I'm running late.
An appointment? The debate starts in 30 minutes. Who are you meeting?
I'm sorry again, but that's confidential. It's government business.
Does this have anything to do with my ex-husband?
Like I said, it's government business.
Wayne walks brusquely on. Anne is still suspicious. 4:25. Michelle breaks from her laptop and anxiously reaches for her phone.
Yeah, this is Tony Almeida's wife, Michelle. I was wondering if he'd gone into surgery yet.
Yes, he has.
I just wanted Dr. Linzer to know that he's allergic to penicillin.
Yes, he's aware. The allergy card was in his wallet.
Is there any way to know how he's doing in there?
No, but the doctor will contact you as soon as he's out of surgery.
Okay. Thank you.
Chloe hands over a CD file.
Yeah?
The site profiles are done.
You sent these to my system.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to come down here anyway.
Why?
Because of earlier.
What is it, Chloe?
I just want you to know that I didn't know that Tony had been shot in the neck when I was insensitive earlier. And had I known that, I certainly would have been more careful about my choice of words, okay?
It's fine, Chloe.
I do try to be aware of other people. You know that, don't you?
I said it's fine.
Okay.
Chloe minces into Gael, who emerges from the surveillance room.
Gael?
What?
I think we should be careful about how we talk to Michelle today. She's really sensitive about Tony being shot in the neck.
Of course.
So I'm telling everybody, make sure everyone in your department knows.
I've got to take this call.
Is that a personal cell? I thought those were prohibited because they can't be monitored.
I'm using it for interagency. Moving around a lot. Don't monitor on the other end. I've really got to take this call.
She minces on. 4:27, and Hector calls for an update.
Hello. When did you make the second call?
20 minutes ago.
Are they letting Ramon go or not?
They're still deciding.
What are they waiting for? They have less than 2 hours.
I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything.
Hector throws the cell phone down on his computer desk. He notices that a box of pistols has been disturbed on a table. One of them is missing. A noise comes from the next room. He draws a gun from the back of his linen trousers and proceeds stealthily through the open door, his gun pointing the way.
I'm sorry.
It's not good to touch what's not yours. Does your sister know you were here?
No.
Did you know it was loaded?
He admires the engraved silver pistol.
It's a nice gun, huh?
The boy nods shyly.
Take it, Sergio. It's okay.
huh? You like the way he feels, huh? Want to pull the trigger? Hear the noise it makes? Huh? That is what power feels like, Sergio. It feels like a gun.
Can I?
Sure. Sure, come on. You see that vest down there? Okay, now I want you to aim and squeeze the trigger very slowly.
What are you doing? Get out of here! Go! Now! Times do I have to tell you to leave him alone? He's just a boy!
A boy needs to become a man!
No, you're not his father!
Claudia threatens him with a gun.
What are you gonna do, huh? You gonna shoot me? Come on. Pull the trigger. Right here. Come on.
Claudia looks over to the boy, who peers at her from the bedroom door, disarms the weapon, and throws it on the sofa.
Get down.
Hector smiles as she slams the bedroom door. End of part two. 30. Linda and Kyle are dragged into a warehouse. Unlocked inside an airtight metal chamber with large round windows.
What is this? What are you doing to us? Huh?
The chamber is sealed by a man in a biological protection suit, who then proceeds to hose down Gomez and accomplice from a clear and present toxic risk. They stand with their hands pressed against warehouse walls, insulated with plastic sheeting, and throw off their shirts as the water jet gushes over them, washing away the danger of infection. Linda and Kyle watch powerless from their prison cube. Meanwhile, Anne calls on Palmer.
Come.
We never really finished our conversation. I was just wondering what you had decided.
Decided about what?
The debate. What to do about my ex-husband. I ran into Wayne a few minutes ago. I know he's never liked me, but this was different. He was avoiding me, and I had a feeling I wasn't able to shake.
What kind of feeling?
That you're paying Ted to keep quiet. Is that what you're doing, David?
Sometimes you have to do the wrong thing for the right reason.
How can you reward someone for threatening you with a lie? What's wrong?
There are political realities I have to consider if I want to stay in office.
Tell yourself that if it makes you feel better.
It doesn't make me feel better. It just happens to be the truth. Anne, I have been in this job for nearly 4 years, and I have learned the hard way that there are no absolutes. Sometimes you have to make compromises.
Politically, yes. But when it comes to morality, David, you have to draw the line.
I have drawn the line. We're just standing on different sides.
You're running scared.
I'm fighting to stay in office and serve the people that put me here.
Then face Keeler's lie with the truth and trust that the people will be able to tell the difference.
It's not that easy.
You've never been about what's easy. You've been about what's right. That's who you are. That's who the people elected to lead them. For what it's worth, that's who I fell in love with.
I was... I was trying to protect you.
Protect me?
This won't end with Keeler's allegation. You're going to be in the media's crosshairs.
I'm used to public scrutiny.
Not like this. This will be different and much uglier than you can imagine.
I can defend myself.
As she leaves, Palmer is forced to reconsider. Meanwhile, Wayne sits in his car in the basement garage waiting for Ted Packard, who drives up in an old Mercedes.
David,
have you made contact with Packard?
He just got here.
Are you with him now?
He's coming over now. Why?
Walk away.
What?
You heard me.
David, we've been through this. Now, you decided to bury this thing, remember?
I've changed my mind.
Anne talked to you, didn't she?
Wayne. Walk away.
Wayne reverses his car next to Packard, who stands in expectation. As he shuffles forward, Wayne stares him in the eye, turns to look dead ahead, takes a deep breath, and drives away, much to Packard's surprise. 4:39, back at CTU.
You wanted to see me?
Well, I've spoken to Chloe and Adam, and we'll cover for you if you want to go to the hospital to be with Tony.
Cover for me?
Well, we know you've got a lot on your mind right now.
I'm fine, Gael.
We just thought...
Look, Michelle, I've been taking 30% of Chloe's load since the biothreat came in. I can handle half of Calm's load as well.
We'll just need a route user password on district server so we won't be slowed down by request authorizations.
It's Joe Tomasello's area. He put a 24-hour delay on user mods because of security problems we've been having.
So what if I call Joe and get him to waive those?
I tried that. He's unreachable.
Is there any other way to do this?
More bodies. We need at least 4 more system-ready analysts to take on the work that we've been doing.
I can make some calls, get the next shift in early.
I've already tried that. By the time they got here, it would be too late. Look, I appreciate this, but it's not going to happen. So let's get back to work.
Gael hangs back as the others leave.
Michelle. Listen, I agree. We can't run this place by committee. Let me step in for you. Adam and Chloe can stay at their posts.
What about yours?
Well, I was at Langley. I filled in for my bureau chief a couple of times and we got through it.
Was there a bio threat? President in town all in one day? Thank you anyway, Gael.
4:41.
CTU Bauer.
Kim, it's your dad. What are you doing right now?
I'm still trying to locate a point of origin on that phone call from Salazar's people.
Okay, look, I'm gonna need you to do something for me first. It's not gonna take long.
What?
I need you to generate a prisoner transfer document. Look into your file form under the heading Federal Transit Authorization.
What's this about?
I need to move Ramon Salazar.
Why are you going to move him?
Kim, this has been given priority clearance. No one at CTU is supposed to know. That's why you're the only person I can trust to do this for me. So please, help.
Okay. It's asking for a clearance code.
It's *99.
Now it wants a password.
Lincoln 65FGA.
Okay. It's cycling. It's going to take a minute.
Okay, good. Look, Kim, I know you tried to come up to my office earlier today and talk to me about something that was really important to you. And I know I wasn't very supportive, and I just wanted to...
You don't have to do this, Dad.
Sweetheart, I do. I need to tell you I'm sorry. I know that I'm overly protective of you. I've just watched so many things happen to you over the last few years. I don't want you to get hurt anymore. But the fact is I trust you. I trust your judgment. I need you to know that anything that you ever chose to do, I would support you in. Okay?
Thanks. That means a lot to me.
Good. I love you so much, Kim.
I love you too, Dad. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Look, is the document up yet?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to send it to Warden Mitchell over at Downey now.
Done.
Okay, good. Let me speak to Chase.
He's not here.
What are you talking about? Where is he? Kim? Kim, where is Chase?
He went to interrogate Salazar.
Chase is at the prison now?
He left about 15 minutes ago. He's gonna be there soon.
I'm gonna have to get back to you. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Chase, what are you doing?
I want to talk to Salazar.
Get back to CTU now!
Do what? Some filing? Maybe some dusting around the office?
No, I want you to work with Michelle and find Kyle Singer.
She's got a dozen IT people on that right now.
Listen to me.
No, listen to me, Jack. I know you're angry about me and Cam. I get that, but I'm not going to let you stop me from doing my job.
Your job is to follow my orders.
You're in no condition to give me orders.
Chase, I'm warning you. Don't go against me.
Jack, look. You know I respect you, but you also know I've been covering for you. Since you've been back, I've been keeping the fact that you're a junkie from Kim and everybody else at CTU. I'm not doing it anymore.
Chase,
I'm done.
Chase! Chase! Damn it!
4:44. Chase enters Downey Prison.
Get this guy processed and get him out of here.
Yes, sir.
Agent Edmonds.
Warren. I need to see Salazar.
I've got a lot going on right now.
I'll division follow-up with written authorization, but you need to let me see Salazar now.
Salazar's been behind two murders today. No one gets close to him without full paperwork.
You don't understand what's happening today. Now, Salazar has information that I need.
What kind of information?
It's classified.
This is my facility. I need to know.
You're dealing with a major terrorist threat. Now, Salazar's brother is behind it. Go ahead and confirm with division if you want to. But hundreds of thousands of lives are at stake here. Now, Jack and I have been coming here twice a week for the last 3 months. Salazar has prevented us from doing our job with his stalling and his lawyers and his due process. Now, we don't have time for that. I need to go one-on-one with him right now.
He's in an isolation cell in B block. Come on, I'll take you.
Thank you.
En route to isolation B, Chase grabs a hand towel from a dirty laundry bin.
Surveillance cameras?
There are three.
Need them turned off.
It's against regulations.
Won't be any marks, I promise.
You get 30 minutes. This is Warden Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
I need you to go black on isolation B. Until further notice.
The warden swipes his pass card, and Salazar's cell rolls open. Chase stands before a bewildered Salazar, angrily winding the towel tight around his fist.
You're a tough guy, huh? You're not worried what may happen if you lay a finger on me. Okay. If you're not worried, neither am I.
He forces Salazar against the cell wall, the towel garrotting his throat.
Let me know when you start to worry.
End of part three. Part 4. 4:50. Chase works him over.
Where's Kyle Singer?
I told you I don't know.
You're gonna tell me who does?
Chase! Put him in his cell.
Salazar is hurled violently onto his bed.
What are you doing here, Jack?
We ran out of options. We can't find Singer. Salazar's our only hope. You were right.
It's tougher to break than I thought. Maybe the two of us can...
Yeah. Look, Jack, about what I said before. Forget about it.
So we're okay? You and me?
Yeah, we're okay. Tell me about the security cameras.
They're disabled.
Good. Get him out of his cell.
Jack shadows Chase along the barred corridor, then brutally bashes him in the kidney. Winded, Chase struggles as Jack grabs his head in an arm lock and squeezes him, unconscious. Salazar looks on incredulous.
Are you gonna kill me now, Jack?
I'd love to, but I can't. If you play this cool, Ramon, you're walking out of here with me now. You'll be with your brother in the next couple hours. Now grab his feet.
With cautious reluctance, Salazar does as he's told and drags Chase's limp body back into his cell.
Trying to
fix the wall.
Jack binds Chase's body with plastic ties. 4:52. And as the debate preparations near their completion, Anne sits in the auditorium working on a laptop. Wayne sits behind her, sharpening his words like steel weapons.
How are you going to feel, Anne, if David loses this election because of you?
I don't think that's very likely.
Then you really don't know what you're talking about, do you? Because this allegation may cost him this debate. And David needs this debate to win this election.
It was blackmail.
And David made a decision to pay. It wasn't up to you to change his mind.
If he believed the decision was right, he wouldn't have changed his mind. The problem is, you can't stand the fact that your brother wants me in his life.
Because you're a distraction, Anne. And you're a liability.
Compared to whom? Sherry?
I'm not going to sit here and try and defend Sherry. She went off the rails. But at least she understood the game, and she understood David. She was with him for over 20 years.
I have been with him long enough to know the kind of man he is.
You don't know anything about him. What it takes to survive in the world he lives in.
We disagree, Wayne. We always have.
Anne, I will not stand by and watch you jeopardize everything that he's worked for. I won't do it.
I don't scare easily.
4:54. And back at Downey, Chase begins to come round in Salazar's cell. Bound and gagged, he manages to sit upright on his bed and tries with brute force to break the ties that bind him. Meanwhile, Jack Frogmarches a handcuffed Salazar through various security gates, held brusquely by the arm.
What's happening, Jack? After all you went through to put me here, I can't believe you let me out.
Shut up.
I don't believe you sold out. It's not your nature. But then, why knock out the kid? Did your government cave, but can't admit it? Then whatever. You don't look so good, Jack. That's a bitch.
You want to get out of here? You keep your mouth shut and do what I say. Do you understand me? They've been cleared to pass.
The warden wants to see you first. Be here in a minute.
Okay.
Chase finds the rough edge of a jutting tabletop and attempts to saw his bound wrists free. With Salazar nearing freedom, Warden Mitchell approaches Jack at the security gate and again checks the contents of his file.
Don't you move.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Jack.
What's the problem?
The access codes for this transfer order, they don't correspond to the ones assigned by the Bureau of Prisons.
Division superseded those access codes. CTU has a mandated prefix.
This is yesterday's prefix.
Son of a bitch. Someone in my office must have screwed up. Look, we'll get you the proper prefix retroactively.
Look, I knew about the terrorist threat. Agent Edmonds told me.
That's exactly why we need to move the prisoner now. It's classified priority one. I'm sorry I couldn't tell you. But I can't afford to lose any time over some small technical detail. Come on, Kevin, help me out.
Who's Agent Edmonds?
He's conducting a search of the prisoner's cell, trying to find some additional information. He'll be right behind me. He can help you out with the paperwork.
I pick up your badge and get a receiving.
Thanks, I owe you.
They pass to the first main gate. Mitchell eyes them suspiciously and appears to mull something over in his mind. He enters the adjacent guardroom. Back in the cell, Chase continues sawing. Blood pours from his wrists.
Turn on isolation 3, please.
What the hell?
Someone turned the camera. The angle's wrong. Get Benjamin to meet me in isolation.
Benjamin, we need you as
well. Door.
Salazar limps through another gate closer to freedom. Jack stops at a reception window close to the main gate.
Face the wall. Agent Bauer, ready to get my gun and my badge?
Jack looks nervously up and down the corridor as a lackluster security guard opens a safety deposit box and slowly hands Jack his gun and badge. Meanwhile, Warden Mitchell hurries towards the cell in Isolation B.
Open it.
He sees Chase.
Door!
Not hot today.
Yeah, buddy.
Chase is cut free.
Whatever Bauer told you, he's lying! Come on!
1 minute, I'll check you out.
Okay.
The guard reaches routinely for the phone as Jack pockets his badge and gun.
Daniel, I'm back on post.
At the alarm, Jack acts swiftly, knocks out the returning guard, steals his keys to get through the auto-locking doors, and makes a run for it. As guards in riot gear arm themselves with shotguns, Jack breaks into the central control room and points his gun at the guard.
Open the cell blocks now.
I can't do it from here.
Is it worth losing your life over? Do it now!
The guard fumbles with his keys to release a hidden console. And with Jack's gun prodding into his neck, sets about deactivating the entire system of incarceration. One by one, the cell doors open, and exhilarated prisoners flood into the hallways and corridors of Downey Prison. Isolated security guards caught in the fray are beaten by the tide of brutal felons loose on the rampage. Meanwhile, Linda and Kyle are imprisoned in their isolation chamber. Palmer readies himself backstage for the debate. Michelle buries her head in her hands, desperate for news from the hospital. And as Jack hides Salazar, Chase loads a shotgun ready for action. The end.